here we go. Let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. We are really excited today. We actually are already into it, so we're just starting recording, but we've already been talking. We are joined by a very special guest from The Big Shot with Bethany Frankel on HBO Max, Nicole Rosé. How are you doing today?
Hey girl, hey. I'm good.
We're so excited to talk to you. I mean, we think you're probably the star of the show.
The star of the show.
Yeah.
Aww, even I'm the same wavelength. Yeah.
I'm so honored. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me because, like, this was a really challenging show to film. You know, it's a lot.
Sure. It was hard.
We have a lot of questions because, yeah, the show's great, but there's, I don't know. We'll get into it, but it's interesting to me the project choices that were made. Yeah. Like, it doesn't seem in alignment with the job.
Correct. And the funny thing is the actual projects, because I'm an entrepreneur and a marketing person, the actual projects, I think that honestly, my quality was better than most people's, but it's like, I don't think it was always about that. Right. But yeah, for the job title,
right,
operations is really different than building websites and making social media posts. Right.
And like so cooking and like, right.
Oh, that one really threw me for a fucking loop. I was like, I am definitely never getting married after this airs.
If four people can't make the products, is it the product's problem or is it the people? I don't want to say, but I'm sorry.
That's just a question. Okay. Before we get into it, we have to ask you, we always ask some intro questions to our guests. First one is, do you watch reality TV outside of being on this show? And if so, yeah, do you have any favorite shows?
No, so of course. I mean, and I think like right now, schedule wise, doesn't allow too much time for TV, but like earlier in the pandemic, like I was all over Too Hot to Handle. I was all over Love is Blind. I think I binged Love is Blind.
Oh,
like
Love is Blind was great.
Yeah, I had to watch it straight through. Oh my God, fucking Tiger King. Is that reality or like fantasy? What genre is that?
I don't even know.
Sadness. So I need vindication for you and vindication for the tigers.
That's it. That's your list.
She got her vindication.
Yeah, right.
That's what I heard.
Kind of did.
And any housewives? Did you watch housewives?
Wait, also, I want to mention that. Of course, that's what got me to be such a big fan of Bethany's, right?
Okay.
And like when Real Housewives of New York was first kind of on the map, that to me was the first time I'd ever saw anybody build a business from their influence like that. And that was a groundbreaking. I mean, that was a pivotal moment in my life. I shifted the whole course of my life after I saw her do that. So, wow. You know, she can curse me out as much as she wants, but I'll always be grateful for that.
Yeah, definitely.
I think she liked you a lot.
Yeah.
I think she did too. Yeah.
It's a love hate thing with us.
It seems like that's Bethany, you know, loves people, but I could be wrong. Like from the show. Okay, so you're a DJ, which we love and find fascinating because there's not a lot of female DJs. I would love to know, what's a song that you can play like anywhere, no matter where you are in the world, and people just like go nuts, like they just love it, or it's a jam?
Okay, so I think it depends on who you're playing for, right? But like usually, I mean, so the broader answer to that question is like, if you don't, like if it's a varying age group, it's like disco, right? Yeah. You need to play like Donna Summer, Bad Girls, like, you know, Diana Ross, like Ain't No Mountain High Enough, yes, right? Like that's a jam, okay? Yeah. Everybody's like, their soul is singing. But right now, like my anthem is, I think it's Nails, Hair, Hips, Heels. Like, what's his name? Roderick. Do you want me to tell you exactly who it's by? Because
no, I know that. Yes, I know the song. I would love to know the full artist. That is a jam.
I think I might know it from TikTok.
You probably do know it from
TikTok. It's such a, like a queen anthem, right? So it's actually funny, guys. I have a playlist. Oh, Todrick Hall. I have a playlist called Big Queen Energy on Spotify. So. Ooh. If anybody wants to check out my queen anthems,
get it.
And that's your podcast name too, right?
Yes, same name.
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
Okay, loved your fashion. Do you have a fashion icon or someone's style that you love that you look up to, or how do you pick what you wear?
Oh, that's so hard. Whose style do I like? I don't have like one person with that I look at consistently and in like awe of their style, but I think that part of the reason that I'm obsessed with New York City and always have been since I was legit 12 is because you can just walk by a stranger on the street and get style inspo. You know, like before it was like a real life Instagram. You know what I mean? Like a fashion hashtag on Instagram was like the streets of New York. And now there's Instagram. So like I follow like Tezza and a ton of like one of my best friends, Lackey Roberts. She has incredible style. It's funkier than mine. But like I follow a lot of different people. I think we all pull from each other, you know?
Yeah. So when you wore the crop top and Bethany made a comment about like, I mean, this generation's like nuts. Like I would never wear that. Like, did you think about that when you were getting dressed, or was it like for you more about the look? Like, did you feel like you needed to dress for an interview, I guess?
So, that was very funny how that all went down. And I'm still amused by it. I always just dress the way I think I look the best in general, but I think I always present myself well. And, you know, especially if you're representing.
I didn't think it was inappropriate, honestly.
Thank you. You know, she made the comment that she didn't have time to get her ruler out, but she would have wanted to measure my midriff. I can guarantee you it was like not more than an inch. Yeah. It was tasteful midriff. But I didn't think that she would care. She actually cares very more about having an old traditional working environment than I thought she would, because she's not a traditional entrepreneur. So I think for me that I got that backwards, and or maybe she got it backwards. Right. Yeah. I don't yeah. You know,
but you caught on quick. Your outfits after were very, I think, appropriate, and you looked great.
Oh, yeah. I was not ready to get called out again for that, because she might just fire you on the spot if she has to call you out twice. Like
conservative.
Jenna,
yeah.
Yeah. You remember when she kept cutting her off? I was like, oh shit. I like knew it in my gut. I was like, she's going to get fired. I was like, this is just Bethany's freaking out.
I guess like the one thing that I found a little weird was that she was like having issues. I guess like it isn't super appropriate to like cuss in front of somebody that you're trying to get a job, but like she inarguably has like one of the worst mouths like on television. Like she's constantly cursing.
So interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I thought that was I kind of agree with her on it.
Yeah.
But she also will cuss right at your face and then tell you you can't also do this.
Yeah,
so
Bethany is a queen in a lot of ways, but she's also the queen of double standards.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah,
I think you see a lot of that in The Big Shot. And I think it makes sense, right? That certain people, and I mean, I cuss, so I think they all knew that bringing me on, and I hope that doesn't offend any of your listeners.
Oh, we have terrible mouths.
Oh, so God. I don't remember you cussing like that. I guess it wasn't the cussing, but the one girl, was it Jenna, is she the one who always be like shit, or when who was the girl
Wendy.
In the robe?
Wendy.
Oh, Wendy.
It's like you don't even know her name, right? Because her only lines are about me.
The girl, yeah, you were
the shade.
I mean, Wendy was in the robe. Why was she in a robe at the shoot?
Because she was gonna get in her shot because one of her models didn't show up. But that was
model.
Before we knew Bethany was showing
okay.
up. Yeah,
okay.
And then she never changed back, and it's like, can you just get out of this robe, please?
Yeah, the robe bothered me, like. She also like did a slow clap for me after my performance there during that shoot. And that always weirded me out. Stuck with
slow
me is a little
clap.
Creepy.
Oh, that's a little odd.
A slow clap.
Okay. So to go to the beginning, how did you get on the show? How did you get cast? Were you approached or did you apply?
Yeah. So great question. I was approached via the gram, you know? So
that's
think,
where it happens.
You know, if you like, I tell people, I think they don't go enough into our business backgrounds, but I'm a marketing person at the end of the day. That's what I studied. I went to Emory. I studied psychology and sociology and journalism. What do you use that shit for? Marketing. And then I left and I went into agencies and I published in the social media Bible and a couple other books on marketing strategies, social media. And that's what I did for 5 years out of school. And so I marketed myself in a way that I think I was appealing to them, right? Because I had a big personality, but I also have business acumen. So I think it was probably a tough show to cast for, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it probably was.
I'm surprised by the casting.
Yeah, some of the I don't know. It's like because when you were talking about the websites, that's when I really felt like your expertise, like you could really tell you knew what you were talking about.
Thank you.
But I think the choices just seem odd because it seemed like a group of really green, and this could just be they didn't show the background, but like really green professionals rather than like seasoned, ready to go and really knew their stuff. I don't know.
I think, and that's everybody's comment. You guys feel, I think that's a a lot of people feel the same way as you. And I wish that they should even just release it now, put together a little bit more information. Yes. We all talked about our backgrounds and how much experience we all have. And everybody there was smart. Seriously. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So I think that would be really cool. Like if they just did a, 30 minute quickie on everybody's background so that we could just kind of clear that up.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Even like a minute leading up to like your guys' introduction of like just showing what everybody did would have really helped the credibility. That's interesting.
Totally agree with you guys. Yeah. And I don't know. Should I send the feedback? I don't know if they give a shit what I think.
Undermined her decisions by bringing in new people. And it's either stick with what you have, bringing in the new people. I get it. You want to make them sweat a little bit, but throughout the entire season, you're bringing in new people. It just seemed a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, honestly, neither of those... I don't think I love Brody and John. I don't think they could hang in with the Sharks. I mean, that was a room full of Sharks. The four of us that were left is the truth.
It. Yeah.
And like we have like real life issues. So like, it's not like, you know what I mean? The competition, is running in our veins, right? Like some of them are really drinking the Kool-Aid. I don't need to call anybody out. Meloxi and I always say we rise above, but yes, I think when it got down to the final people, those were probably closer to the right final people to be there though.
Okay. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. And it was nice women.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Yeah. That we all kind of loved that. That was, we had a moment there where we were drinking a glass of wine and you guys saw me like go all Dr. Phil on everybody and like unearth everybody's like, limiting beliefs and childhood traumas.
Yeah.
And I got the whole room crying. We're just having a group cry.
That was sad. I hope Wendy's health is okay though, for real. That's scary.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I will pray for her for that. That's probably the extent specific. Of where I go.
Okay. Her. All right.
where are you from?
I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, and you've lived in New York since after
for 11 years. Yeah. I don't know if you can really count the pandemic because I go where the fun is now. And now I'm in Florida right now. And I'll be in New York tomorrow or Baltimore this weekend for a wedding and then New York.
Excellent.
For some gigs.
Getting back into the DJ business.
Yeah. Is stuff picking up with DJing? Are you starting?
Yes, ma'am. I just got a call from a rosé brand for the Hamptons. I would love to hear it.
Awesome.
not like a normal summer though. Summer is a great revenue generating season for me typically. And I think people are still nervous and that's okay. We're getting some bookings, but it would be great to get back to life because I love making people happy.
Yeah. What did it look like for you for the pandemic? I imagine that it had to be difficult to like have
it looked like
business.
I needed to find new ways to make money.
Yeah.
That's scary, but yeah.
What'd
where did you
do?
Quarantine at? Yeah.
I came down to obviously I was in New York throughout the duration of the show, and then I came down to Florida for the holidays and just never left. Oh shit. Now I'm looking for an apartment in Miami. I really didn't know if I could leave New York even part-time. Like I knew I could like leave for a month or the winter, but I actually really think I can do New York more part-time. And that it actually may be a better balance and quality of life for me.
Okay, cool. Nice. Well, at least you got something positive out of it. Cause that had to be like, just you had in terms of DJing, it just had to come to a complete halt. You didn't do any like virtual DJing, did you?
I did a little, and it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you guys feeling this? Right. I'm like on the mic. I'm like, who's
it's
ready
a mountain
to party?
High enough?
It's mountain high enough.
And Nicole Rosé, is that name? Is that a birth name or a stage name? How does that come about?
So what's funny? It's like. I feel like the cast consistently underestimated me and it's like, but nobody else even showed up there with any way to market themselves, That's but true. Like everyone's like asking about Nicole Rosé and on Twitter, it's like cause they remember it. Right. Cause it has a ring.
Yeah.
To it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess it is sort of a stage name, but but I am her and she is me.
Ooh,
if that
like
makes
Erica
sense.
Jane.
But it's Rose is my real middle name. So like Nicole Rose is my birth given name. And then one of my best friends years ago, he goes by Nick Champagne. And he was like, honey, we just got to step this up a notch. You should just be Nicole Rosé. And I was like, sold.
It's born.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
She was born.
That's great. So what were your first impressions of Bethany, like when you your first day with her? What was kind of your sense of, like, and did it stick or did it shift your perception of her throughout the show?
Yeah, my first perception of her was, wow, I'm actually scared now. Like, I was like, I thought it was gonna be a good time. I showed up to the party to have fun. Yeah. I got there and I unleashed the beast. I hadn't seen people in 2 weeks. I was ready to party. And then we went to work and then it got competitive and nasty real fast. So, over the long term, I would say that, like, you know, I learned how she really is kind of an emotional entrepreneur. She relies on her gut instinct and her intuition. And I actually, looking back through my own life and career decisions that I've made, I probably would be a little further if I did that, you know? So I respect that about her. I mean, respect a lot of things about her. She's very smart. I always thought she was brilliant. I've read her books. I watched her on Martha Stewart, The Apprentice. I have obviously watched a lot of The Real Housewives, and I, you know, have read her books and listened to her podcast. But so I knew that this woman was very smart, but sitting with her in a room and just realizing how quickly she catches everything that a normal eye doesn't see, her attention to detail, her ability to juggle multiple things at one time, it's truly a skill set 99% of people probably just don't have, or maybe wouldn't want to do, in all fairness. But
yeah, I think a great
was the only blind side.
The what?
Jason Hoppy was her only downside.
Yeah. God.
A little rough. No, like the scene where she was like, she walked into the loft and was just straightening stuff in that room for like a minute. It's like, I would never, to your point about attention to detail, I would never see any of that. And like, I think I'm a clean person, but like watching her, it was like, oh, this is next level. Like,
yeah, I remember her being so nuts like that in Housewives. The richer she's gotten, the more crazy neurotic she's gotten with that.
Yeah, it's called OCD and it's medicatable. Is that a word? Treatable. It's a treatable.
Treated by medicine.
Treatable condition.
Yeah. She was freaking out about the blanket on the ground. And,
A lot.
You just pop a Pepsi AC.
Take a breath. Go
out. And who was I keep forgetting who's the guy's name that she made the assistant?
Corey.
Corey. Oh, okay.
Oh, big Corey.
Short Corey. But that was making me laugh. That's something I would end up saying. Do you think that he was a plant? Is he always worked for her? Do you think that is that really is true?
I don't think big Corey was a plant. We know short Corey and Sarah were plants, right? Short Corey tried to X me on night one and Sarah wasn't having it, 'cause her and I are actually like real friends.
Oh, okay.
Well now, you know, I didn't know her,
but the guy, he really did become the assistant and he works there now. And,
So he does work there. I don't know if he's still working there. I think so. But once I haven't actually directly asked him this and I've been meaning to, I don't think that big Corey worked for her before. I know him and I just trust him. And like, it does not his MO. He's a really good person.
He seems that way. Yeah.
Do you feel like it was a good move? I like a fair edit. Like, I feel like in the beginning they were trying to portray you. I'm gonna be honest with you. When I watched the first two episodes, I was like, oh my God, this girl's so extra. Like, I don't know how to deal with it. And then by the time I continue, I was like, oh, okay, there's like substance there. Do you feel like they were trying to give you a certain type of edit in the beginning?
Yeah, I think they gave me a very crazy edit, you know, and I guess I gave them the content. So I'll take responsibility for some of that, you know. Yeah. I think my edit in episode 6 was just really crazy too. So I was definitely, it's like I was the person that they picked to fuck with. Like, I, you know, and so
you had the biggest personality and really the only one giving them anything to work with. Everyone else was very quiet and they didn't ever opened up.
Played it safe, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't think that you win big if you play it safe. You know, I wouldn't work for you notice most of those people work for corporations. I work for myself. It's just a mentality about being willing to go out on a limb, put yourself out there and take risks and being fucking authentic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Were you surprised watching back and seeing Bethany say all those positive things about you after she saw you at the photo shoot, the first one, when you handle it really well? And she said, hey, and you kind of, she was joking that you scared her and was like, la, la, la. But she really took that. And she even asked the guy, hey, should I give her a second chance? And he's like, no, she lost it, blah, blah, blah. So it's just interesting looking back. does it make you have a different insight on Bethany?
Short Corey just really sabotaged me around every corner too, huh? I really messed up on that one. That was not part of my strategy. let's be honest. It did surprise me seeing her say those nice things, because in that moment, in that experience, I was effing terrified. I was just like, what did I sign up for? Like, I just remember thinking to myself, like, do I have to try to quit? Can I quit? What did the contract say? I'm like, this has got to be off brand.
I would have been scared.
Yeah. I was terrified. Yeah,
do you? Jeez. So the episode 6, I think that you're referring to, is the webpage one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like the content, do you want to change? Has your story changed at all about like the content you sent to the web copy person? Do you feel like they set you up? Like what's your.
So I actually just called my lawyer to ask what I'm allowed to say about this. Oh. 'Cause it's such a big thing. So I would love to answer that more directly.
Excuse I'm just me, with a lawyer on retainer. I see you.
It's a mini flex. It's actually just like important, right? Shit comes. Yeah. I really do work on a bunch of different businesses. And once again, Kristen wrote some posts today being like, if the role was like a social media director, then Nicole Rose is perfect. And if it's not, and I have, you know, respect for the community she's built in, but if it's a traditional VP role, I don't think she's a fit. It's like, okay, well, do you work across multiple businesses? Mm-hmm. You know, 'cause I do every single day, but, no shade, just a little. But yeah, so it's like, I think with that, I think a lot of that is in the edit. And what I can definitely say is that I stand true to what I said in the episode. And I do not think them playing the blame game, trying to act like I was a sore loser or something, was fair.
Okay.
I do not think that was fair. So I think that's probably as much as I'm allowed to say yet. And hopefully I'll be able to speak my truth.
Yeah.
In the episode, again, I thought you were going to make it. I was surprised that you got kicked off at that time because she said Maloxi came to her and apologized about the wine and she was really upset about it. She gave you another praise and said, hey, you know, Nicole, things just roll off her back and you'd want that in someone. I actually thought you were going to win. I was like, this girl's going to freaking win it. We're not going to be able to talk to her about it. I was bummed that she, do you think if you never said anything and would have just said, oh, it was my mistake, do you kind of kick yourself for that? Or is it completely edited differently?
I think it was my time to go for whatever reason.
I see what you're saying.
I think your personality could have worked well together eventually, but and were you ready?
I would have to like understand how to like sit next to each other, right? I
mean, yeah. Well, I think in some ways you're very similar.
It's getting better and better.
Sometimes, and this could be like literally, I've just watched the show, but I think she surrounds herself with different type of people because her energy is like intense. I think you have some of that same like drive and energy that she has. So I don't know necessarily she wants, like, I just don't know if she knows how to interact with someone like herself, you know?
No, I think I totally agree with that. I think that's true. And I actually really welcome big energy. I love being around other characters because guess what? It gives me more content, you know? So I think her and I are just maybe a little different in that respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry about the passing of your father.
Oh, thank you.
But were both of your parents have big personalities too, or where does it come from?
Yeah. So my father does, and I am a lot like him, and I know that he's like seeing this moment and is so excited about it. This would he would have just had so much fun, like psychoanalyzing everybody with me and like thinking through the strategy with me. It's, you know, this is like a human chessboard, right? Yeah. Like we played, you know, Bethany always says she doesn't play checkers, she plays chess. Well, same here, bitch.
love it. If you had to describe Bethany in 3 words, what would you say?
Oh man. I don't know. Brave, brilliant, bold. Those are coming to me.
Look at the B.
I don't know. It's like, maybe could I do 4? She's intense too.
Is she as intense as she comes off in filming? Like her energy.
Once again, it's the edit a little bit, but Bethany is who she is in real person on the camera, but we film so many hours of content and then they have to whittle it down into such a short episode.
Yeah.
So obviously there were like more off duty moments in there, more low key vibes, but I think that just didn't make exciting TV, I guess. Right. So
she did
she's not always like going nuts. Like they portrayed, you know, I think they portrayed her maybe slightly not fair in a way.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I thought if you came on better than I was expecting.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. So we all have a different take.
Yeah. Justine was like, man, because Justine Lilly has been turning on her. And then after she watched, she was like, you know, I actually enjoyed it. I was like, oh.
She seemed to kind of have more of a heart than I expected, but I know she does have a big
heart. I'm glad they showed that. I'm really glad they did. And I didn't know she was going to have that. And so I loved like experiencing that firsthand when I first finally felt that. I was like, okay, I think I can like take a deep breath now. You know what I mean? I was like treading water until I realized that like she had a compassionate side to her.
Right.
I love that Peanut didn't give you the axe. She's calling up. Hey, Peanut, I got these two options here. Who are you going to pick?
I got to like, say, what the? I feel like that was a real bizarre. Like, I understand. Like, how old is she? 7 or something?
It's why don't you ask your dogs?
I don't.
11 max. Okay. Aaliyah, why don't you ask Biggie and
Smalls? She was 10. Yeah. I mean, that was wild.
I'm sorry. That's like that seems like a bizarre way to make a decision. I would never call my kid and be like, well, I don't know.
I just wrote her happy birthday.
Like, you're wrong. Bryn. See you later.
I wrote happy birthday, Bryn. Thanks for not giving me the axe.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
That'd be so funny if she's standing next to Bethany whispering in her ear what to do.
You gotta do it. how long were you actually filming for? Like, did you guys were you able to go home or did you like stay in a cast area? What did that look like?
Yeah. So, they show us walking out of where we stayed in a couple of the scenes. I don't know how much they want me to get into that, 'cause it kind of touches the little like COVID-y topic, which, you know, they did everything very safe. Like, let me put it this way. I've never felt so safe in my life.
Getting tested all the time, I'm sure.
I've never had so many things stuck up my nose. It was like a whole, like, very safe, whole team of people, like, designed by the CDC and health officials.
That's good.
They were diligent. Like, at no point did I feel like my life was in jeopardy. Maybe with Bethany, but not due to COVID.
You know, thinking about that, it's fascinating. Not one person brought up coronavirus the entire show.
No, it was like it didn't
never
exist.
Even have guessed.
Right.
They actually just extracted it from our vocabularies prior to filming. So I don't even remember what it's called.
which challenge did you feel like was the best to actually evaluate the job you were applying for? Did any of them resonate with you as like, okay, this is something I would actually do?
So like, I mean, the photo shoot I love because it was right up my alley. I just wasn't anticipating all the curveballs, you know, and the drama. And I'm still proud of myself for being able to focus and pull through with a good final product. But, you know, that would be, we shoot content all the time. We do brand campaigns all the time. So for me, not just like, you know, right up my alley, but I guess like the charity one is also, they didn't really make this clear. Once again, would be nice if they gave us some credentials. I am on the board of UNICEF Next Gen for New York City. So I understand. I have made my own charity videos and run my own fundraisers and raised several thousands of dollars solo. So Bethany knew, like, when I was helping her, I think she just felt that I really got it. Like, I could just execute so quickly, take up almost none of her time, and I could have just probably done the video for her. She like said she'll be posting my video, so we'll see if that actually happens.
Oh, it was excellent.
You know, I think she posted a video today. I saw it.
She posted the one I created, but I also gave a personal one, and I was told that as a prize, my personal one would be posted and I would be tagged. So determined.
Okay.
Still waiting.
Yeah. Still waiting, Bethany.
Okay. Do you have a favorite Skinny Girl product?
I mean, let's see. There's so many products, right? I haven't taken any of the supplements for like an extended period of time, right? So I don't like to give advice on stuff like that unless I've done it.
Yeah.
The Shaper was good, but, you know, it's not that dissimilar to other brands in my opinion, you know? Yeah. So that's fine. I think there can be more than one in the market, but there's Spanx too.
Wear the hoodie that you sold?
I love that. Okay. I liked her, some of her stuff for HSN. I didn't keep anything from that set really. So I don't know.
I was wondering. Maybe I just suitcase of stuff.
Right. Maybe I just didn't get the memo on that one, but that was a cool jumpsuit. I would have like personally bought that and probably photographed it for Insta if I bought it.
Yeah.
And don't know if it's still online, but I also like, I mean, look, her skinny margarita at the time was like a, just a really novel product in the sense that like all of us wanted to be skinny, but we wanted to drink too, you know? So
that's true.
And it was at the height of her Bravo time. It was really a great idea that she came up with.
Yeah. Brilliant. Once again,
your husband's favorite drink.
So from everybody who you started with, who would you hire if you were running a business?
Who would, well, honestly, once again, it'd probably be my bestie, right? Because I just trust her. And I mean, even when I had no idea that she would have my back, she went and just did me a solid time and time again. She came in the photo
the
shoot and she calms me down. She's got a very calming mom-like presence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We talk every single day.
Oh, she was sweet. Every
she's
day.
Like, I'm such a cry. I'm learning. I'm such a cry baby. She said, I thought she was cute. I think she's
an amazing human being.
That's great. That's and nice that you have like lasting friendships.
I was hoping Jenna would go further in it.
Oh, I love Jenna so much too. Jenna and I are also very, very close. We also like talk all the time. And I
Like she seemed credentialed to me too. Like she had experience.
She's smart. Like,
yeah. You could tell.
She's smart and she's a go-getter. I mean, I don't really know why Jenna got let. I mean, I think maybe it was just a little bit of rubbing Bethany's personality wrong, but the thing of the matter is, and I understand also like why I believe that I was cut is what Bethany said. Like, this isn't just about one project. It's like, you have to be like a good working fit for my personality and for everything. I forget her exact quote, but you guys at the end of six, right? You know what I'm talking about. And I think that's why I left. And I think that's why Jenna left. And I think ultimately, you know, it's not maybe that similar, you know, it's like Mark Burnett from The Apprentice, but it's different in The Apprentice that when you win the job, that means that you like are attached to her hip.
Yeah.
Like a catheter or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like,
love a catheter.
You make it sound so appealing.
Love a catheter. I do. It's the best part of having a baby.
Oh my God.
Go to the bathroom all day long.
I would pee right now if I could.
Yeah, right. Hook me up, baby.
When you want a diaper, you're like, fine.
The nurse is like, I got to take it. I'm like, please don't. She's like, you are weird. Everyone, you are the first person. Okay, so were you allowed to have a cell phone during the filming? No. Or
Not most of it. No, there were a few moments where they were kind to us because it was a pandemic and they did give us the opportunity to check in on family, which I'm so grateful for. So
that's good.
Did it feel weird to not have a cell phone on you? Because I feel like I'm so addicted.
I bet it would feel so weird.
And I realized I don't know actually how to set my watch on the right time. I was like, usually I bring it to the guy. I can't go to the guy. Don't have a phone. What? Where am I going to start? Okay, call the front desk.
The other day I was like looking for my phone and realized it was in my hand. That was when I was
This is actually a serious addiction. Yeah, totally. I want to do a podcast episode on phone addiction.
It's real.
It's such a real problem.
I think honestly with the generation like below us and kids, that's where it's like, because my husband, he works with college athletes and he like recruits, you know, high school kids today. And it's they on social, whatever, they're in the DMs, just super personable, and they get in person and they're just like, they can't interact. They're just in their phones. It's bad. Like no social.
Yeah. And not being forced to make in-person human interaction, one of your skill sets just seems like we're going to have a very challenging world in the future if we don't solve this.
Totally.
Bunch of robots. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
But they can shake their ass on TikTok.
Robots doing TikTok dances. That's exactly what I was thinking. Absolutely. Hi, sweetie TikTok. By the way, I don't know why the fuck I said hi, sweetie. I mean, people were really wigging out about that, by the way.
Yeah, that was an interesting choice.
What was it? Hi, sweetie?
Yeah, it was just word vomit. I just love her. Like, it was just love. And she was very mad. She was very, very mad. But I meant it with love.
Yeah, you were, I think why she didn't like it is it was kind of like you were her equal, right? And, like, I don't think that's a dynamic that she
said there can only be one peacock. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, exactly. Yeah. I don't know how she feels now, because I'm pretty sure there's two.
She wants to know how that sausage is made. I don't know how many times
she said sausage so many times. I think Bethany is secretly just so horny. Mic drop.
Yeah, she is. She is a. Does she look prettier in person? Because she is aging so well. She really is looking good.
She's very beautiful. She's very stylish. I would say that her wardrobe was the best I've ever seen. I think a lot of people commented on this. Vogue did a story about her wardrobe.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, good choices.
And they were pieces from her closet. Oh, yeah, nice. I think okay. She's I thought at first I honestly thought they hired a stylist, so yeah. I was really surprised to read that. So she definitely has more fashion style, you know, than maybe I even knew or gave her credit for. And I understand her brand is built for, you know, her brand is a little different than what she wore in these shows, but I get it. It's for different times of day and a different, you know, some of it's a different audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where's that sparkle jumpsuit from? I'm sorry, Geneva.
Oh, that's
she wore at the photo shoot.
I did like that.
Do we know?
She posted a post about my crop top and I reposted her and I wrote, but you wore a sequin jumpsuit. Just have to say that.
It was like a little, her vibe was giving, and I loved it. It was over the top, but it was a little Diddy like the way she walked in with like the shades on every time.
Get
and
the
it's like,
cheesecake.
She'd even take them off in the elevator and then put them back on to walk.
I really wanted her to freestyle. Yes, give it to me, Big B on the mic. I don't know, little B. She's pretty petite.
She looks tiny. No,
she looks great, by the way. She looks she's very petite.
What was the first thing you did when you were let go? Like, did you go eat somewhere?
Rejoiced. I actually praised God and I said, "Thank you so much for letting me out of this crazy shithole."
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I don't know, every joke's got a little truth in it, right?
Yeah, of course.
It was I left. I ate dinner and I called my two best friends and I said, I'm coming over, get the White Claws out, get the let's have a party. We're going to dance. I need to jump around. Like, let's do it. And then this is actually so funny. I've never told anybody this. I get there. We're all having a good time. We're a few drinks in and just me and two of my best friends, a guy and a girl. And we literally are like playing pool in his clubhouse room or whatever it is building. And we get locked in the stairwell in a fire. And I'm like, this would happen to me. Like,
no. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm not in the hell of a show anymore. This can't be out.
And now I'm locked in the stairwell. And I was like, but I'm locked in the stairwell with a White Claw and my friend and no cameras. So
what happens? Somebody let you out and the alarm went off or?
I mean, eventually it was like kind of a nothing situation. You know, it was just one of those. There was a little smoke in the hallway and stuff, but we were fine.
Yeah, it was fun like New York City moments.
Yes, exactly.
Where you think you're going to die. You question your life.
You question your choices.
So would you go on the show again? Like, would you do it again knowing what you know now?
So I don't know. They could ask very, very nicely and I would consider it. I think it just depends under like what circumstances. Am I the one who's gonna be just poked at constantly? Like, I don't like depends on what the role would be. You know, and if Bethany would even want that. I don't, you know.
Do you feel like they picked you because you fit like a certain type that they were trying to bring on to like stir things up?
I think they wanted to make fun of a quote unquote a ditzy Valley influencer girl. You know what I mean? I think everyone, including casting and producers, underestimated me. Or maybe somebody knew that I would shine and that they didn't worry about picking on me because they knew I would come through for myself. You know, like just the thing is like in those later episodes, I was just like, I'm just going to be so laser focused on my work because I know what you guys are trying to do and I'm not an idiot and I'm not going to let you destroy my career.
Yeah.
You know, I've worked too hard to have what I have.
Yeah.
You know, you guys know you're entrepreneurs, you hustle. Like it's not you. I don't want to risk that being taken from me and have to go back to work for somebody else. Cause I don't know that I fit in a box like that.
You did great on the HSN on the fly. And why didn't they let you do your own editing on the blog or on the blog on the website? Why did you have to use someone third party like that? Just was part of the shtick or
why do you think?
Yeah. To try to mess with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, were you ready to give up your life to, if you won? to be her right hand man?
You know, I knew that that's what it would require because she is very busy. There's a million businesses, yeah. right? And I don't know. I mean, maybe I could have like made it to a DJ event or two on the weekends, or like if it was one of her friends' parties, right? Like yeah. I've played for some of her friends or not friends from the Real Housewives or whatever, but don't really know the status of that. I see shade being thrown across the internet right now. So, yeah, I think it's everything comes down to a cost benefit analysis. And if I was at that point, I'd be ready mm-hmm. to assess it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to know what that cost benefit is.
So I make a little chart in my journal where I take.
Oh no, I just want to know what the pay
yeah,
is.
What the amount
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
the, yeah. yeah. Well,
did they give you an idea of what the pay range was before you went on?
Yeah,
the show?
there was a baseline. Okay. Just so we knew we wouldn't be on food stamps, yeah. right? But I think it was, you know, negotiable from there. So I wouldn't
did
actually
it
be able
feel
to say what it is.
In line with the job, the range they gave you.
It wasn't a range. So it was just like, you won't go below this threshold.
Okay.
So,
and did you feel like that was the appropriate threshold for the job?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. I don't know where it was going to go from there. I think that was just like the net bottom that you're not going to have to worry about like living on the streets or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
Did Bethany have a one-on-one with you after she cut you? Did she say, hey there, you did great or anything? Or did she just leave?
So I'm not technically allowed to talk about that because they kind of want us to stick to things that are pictured. But she did say some nice things about me that you got to hear a little bit of, you know, how I was, you know, how she really saw me shine and come into my own. And she saw me incorporate her feedback and prove my strength and stuff. And so that felt really gratifying. That was a moment to me where I was like, all right. Your work here is done. You know, just sounds good.
Yeah. So it sounds like you've had a lot of celebrity interactions and stuff as a DJ. Do you have in the DMs, do you ever get like random surprising people who slide into your DMs? Are you single first?
I am single.
And do you get a lot of men in the DMs?
We got some men in the, I don't know who we is. I got some men in the DMs.
You and your personality.
We get a lot of women in the DMs.
Oh, okay.
No, but not like girls like that I would date or whatever. Yeah, yeah. No, nothing wrong with that, but not, probably what I want for, you know, for the long term.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I need to get back on the whole dating thing. I haven't really been super focused in that, you know, and the pandemic is, you know, it is what it is. We actually have a dating episode coming out on Monday on Big Queen Energy with this woman who's a matchmaker in New York.
Oh, fascinating.
So, but you're married. Are you both married?
Yeah. Justine has three kids and is married. Three children under six. So pray for her.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers are with you.
It's a lot. She deserves a freaking award. What's like the most valuable thing you learned from this experience?
I think it really goes back to, okay, there's a couple things. So one of them is one of the things that I learned from Bethany, you know, by watching her and paying attention to her style. And that is that you should always trust your gut, even in business. It can be the most valuable tool and asset that you have. And it typically doesn't lie. That is, I just hope that anybody who's ever not trusted their gut that's listening can hear that and take that advice into account for their future. Cause it can just make it easier. Right.
Yeah. No, totally.
So you know what I'm
always
saying.
Regret it every time. Yeah.
We make things so hard on ourselves by rejecting what our inner being is telling us. And it's like, just listen, you know, and then
I do think she's very good at that. Like I did notice her a couple times where it's like, okay, my gut is saying, and you're never going to feel wrong doing that. Even if somebody tells you made the wrong decision, because you know, like to your point, like you're
how old is Bethany? Under 45?
No, she
turned 50 during.
Wow. How has time flown so fast? I can't handle that. That's not right. Oh my God.
And there's one other big thing too. Yeah. I think this is super important for anybody that's ever wanted to get to the next level. And they're not sure how, right? They keep trying to push past the fear and it's not working. And just doing new shit, like takes you to such different heights. And then once you conquer that next height, you feel empowered to go after that next goal. And we should always be up leveling ourselves and challenging ourselves. But literally conquering fear is the only way forward. You have to break down those walls. So doing this show was uncomfortable for me. Putting my persona on TV in the hands of some producers that don't know me or give a shit about me, uncomfortable for me. Watching it play back, uncomfortable at first, experiencing some of the hate, you know, after episode one, like we got a bunch of hate at first. And then I think obviously stuff has calmed down and leveled out and people have seen more of the depth of my character and who I am as a human being, as someone who will even give a person who's bullied me the entire episode a hug because she's crying and has, you know, a health situation that someone young shouldn't have to deal with. Yeah, you know, that's the kind of person I am. That's my character. I will still lift you up even if you try to put me down. And like I said, real queens lift each other up. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And this show, doing this and growing through this experience, really made me want to dedicate my life to helping more women get there. Just fucking get there. So
that's great.
That's exciting.
That. Great advice. Yeah. You're gonna make me goosebumps. That's so true.
I'm like tearing. That's how it means something to me. You know?
Yeah, no, definitely. Because I think to your point, it's like it's hard in your everyday life to find those opportunities to really challenge yourself and like go to the next level. I think sometimes we're just easy in that complacency of like the day to day. And so that's a really good reminder to be like, all right, sometimes you just gotta freaking do it. And even also, if it sucks, like, you learn so much.
And you can just do it even if it's not a career thing right now, because I know that people working in corporations may not always have like the next challenge to take. You could go to your boss or your team and say, hey, can I try something new? Is there a new project that I could take off your plate? Or can we build this new thing we've been wanting to work on, all spearheaded on my, you know, after work or whatever, if you want. But also you can do things in your personal life. So like the weekend after the show aired, I went kiteboarding and like, I was literally like shaking on the way. I was like, I'm definitely gonna get like stung by a jellyfish. There's gonna be something absurd, right? That happens to me. Yeah. And now I'm like,
girl,
oh my
from
God.
The big shot.
Break out.
That's so true.
Not die. Kiteboard. You know, no. Knock on wood.
Yeah, right.
Not funny.
But your your DJ business is gonna just explode and your whole life is going to explode.
Yeah. So what's next for you? What's coming up? You mentioned a little bit what's going on this summer. What do you got going on?
Yeah. So the biggest thing for me is this mindset mentorship that we're rolling out. It's kind of an offshoot of the podcast. And it's called Queens of Creation. And so it's about manifestation, mindset. I actually help women build a morning routine and a customized mindset tool. It's the same thing I used every single day to pump myself up to get through this show. And I've been using it for the 8 years that I've been working for myself to get out of bed, get myself organized and get myself in the I can fucking kill it headspace.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Every single day. Yeah. So it's a tool, it's a gift. And I want to be able to share that with more women. Cause once again, you know, women are the creators. We're the most powerful creators in this world.
Absolutely.
And I feel like I was put here to do that. So that, and then I have this vision. I'm a very spiritual person. I believe that I was guided through this whole experience by God, by my father, you know, whatever God you believe in, cool, you know, no judgment on religion, but just, I felt very guided to do this show. And through the show, I felt that I received things and, you know, just healing and messages, you know, when I went to go clear the water with Wendy and give her, you know, the love that maybe she doesn't deserve, but every human deserves, you know? And
yes.
So that was a message, right, that I received. And that's probably not what most people would initially feel like doing in that situation, but it was the right thing. And so I just kind of, I all along the way, I mean, I knew I was leaving that day. I didn't know why, but I knew that I was. So I just, really? I knew, and I know that I will be on another screen and hopefully in a less stressful, more fun.
Maybe one that like you can control your image. I think, yeah. I mean, I said like earlier, but I think your growth on the show, like watching just your true personality come out was really great to see. And getting a chance to talk to you and just hear more about it has been,
it was
really
a transformation.
Enjoyed. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
we're so excited so to see what you do next. And you're gonna have to keep us
in
the loop.
In
oh yeah,
you gotta do your skincare routine too. You're glowing. I mean, honestly, right?
It's actually just called "Don't Wash Your Face."
Oh, okay, right, well, perfect. We're there then. All right, last question. You can think about this one. If you were a housewife, what would your tagline be?
If I was a housewife, oh yeah, they all do have good taglines, right? Mm-hmm. It would just, this is so easy. Real queens lift each other up.
Ooh, okay, I love it. Positive. Well, all right,
we're
great.
Done here.
You better hit Summer House producers. Let's get her on.
I think that would be a good one too. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Shout out all, like, shout out your Instagram, your podcast, so everybody knows where they can check you out.
Yeah. So I love connecting with new women. If you want to, you know, have a personal conversation, I read all of my DMs personally. And so I will get back to you. You can just type in Nicole Rose and it will come up in Instagram, but it's Nicole Rose Stillings, which is my last name. Great. My podcast is bigqueenenergypod.com, or you can just go to Big Queen Energy Pod on Instagram. We drop every Monday morning around 7:30.
Ooh, love that. Yeah. Start your week off with your pod. I love it.
Yeah. Just like jump out of bed and get it.
Wait, okay. So you've made me think about, you mentioned getting out of bed like 3 times now. without giving it all away. Can you give us like a little peek of your morning routine that like starts you off in the right way?
And actually, if anybody's like really like, we did an episode on morning routine, you have to dig for it a little so they can go like listen to it. You know, we probably don't have 25 minutes, but I'll give you the gist of it. So I wake up every single day and I do an entire glass of water and supplements first, brush my teeth, right? You don't need to hear the boring stuff. I sit down, I meditate for 15 to 30 minutes based on my schedule. I always make my schedule the night before so that I hit the ground running every single day, and your brain like thinks of ways to organize while you're sleeping. So that's a good pro tip. If you're doing it in the morning, doesn't work as well. And then I meditate. I do this thing called creation meditation, which is something we'll be teaching exactly how to do in the mentorship. And we might actually, you know, put it as a tool out there too. I just haven't recorded anything yet. It's just really about envisioning your goals. It's not, you're a participant in the meditation more than just being, you know, a passerby to your mind, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I read my mindset tool, which has my affirmations, which has my mantras, which has my values and my purpose and goals in it. So every day I ground and center in what I was, the work that I was put on this earth to do, which is lifting other women up. And so I do that. And then I get up and I will, you know, sometimes look at my vision board, but then I'll just like go to walk my dog, listen to a positive podcast or something else positive, and then go on a run or go to hot yoga.
Nice. Have you ever woke up hungover and been like, I can't do any of this today? Like, is this your everyday?
Absolutely. Okay. Let me give you a tip on that.
Oh yeah.
If you wake up hungover and you fucking power through and you go into that morning routine and you get on that run and you sweat it out, boo, you're gonna feel like a new person. I may or may not have had to have that experience today.
Love it. All right, Nicole, well, thank you so much for joining us. We will stay tuned and see what the future holds for you. We're excited about everything you got going on. So thanks.
This should have been winner of the big show.
Absolutely.